The Jacksonville City Council is trying to figure out what to do with the city's vacant homes. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, Jacksonville has a lot of them.
There's other houses boarded up on the street.
This is Northside Jacksonville.
So the grass has not been mowed in a very long time.
The house has been vacant since at least 2010. No tenants, no electricity. It's what's called a zombie foreclosure. The owners are told the home is going into foreclosure, so they move out. But then, sometimes years later, the bank decides they don't want the home. Some houses have been vacant for years, decreasing in value as time passes. Allison Albert is a staff attorney with Jacksonville Legal Aid. She's been collecting data on the properties.
And so I did a presentation to the Blight Committee.
And said, hey, zombie properties are a problem. She found, according to Realty Track, nearly 2,500 houses in the city are zombies. Legal Aid is partnering with the city to kill the zombies, so to speak. Albert says she's stepping in to get properties into the hands of people who can renovate them before demolition is the only option.
My end goal would be is to have the banks make that economic decision before they start drastically injuring the value of this property and all the other properties in that community.
Councilman Warren Jones is leading efforts to do something about not only zombie foreclosures, but also houses people are simply abandoning.
Properties that are just sitting vacant and boarded up.
At Jones's last vacant homes committee meeting, it came forth that more than 15,000 buildings in Jacksonville have been without power for at least 2 years.
They become havens for all type of drug activities. And if you're living next to one of those, you don't want that in your neighborhood. And it's driving their property values down.
Jones says many of the properties end up in city hands, but once the city takes ownership, it has to maintain buildings, which isn't cheap. Other options, Jones says, are donating or selling the property, giving it to a neighbor, or demolishing it. He says that's always a final resort.
You have those who don't want to see any properties demolished. You have those who want to see all vacant properties demolished. And so we are trying to strike a good balance.
But a bill the city council passed this week could help. It would allow Legal Aid to better track and identify zombie properties. And it would raise foreclosure fees and add fines with the aim of incentivizing banks to move homes off the foreclosure list. The additional revenue would help pay for blight fighting efforts. Jones's committee is also recommending the city pursue land banking. That's when the city acquires a bunch of properties in one area and develops them into something else.
You can come in and redo the infrastructure and build a nice new community.
Jones says if the city council moves forward with land banking, it will be a long process, and he's not sure which neighborhoods would be affected. First, he says the key is identifying vacant properties and getting ownership. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.